What started as an idea 40 years ago to enhance the lives of students in reading, writing, and math has blossomed into a multi-service organization that is not only opening the doors to new opportunities for students but also significantly impacting our community. The Newmarket-based Literacy Council York Simcoe celebrated its 40th anniversary on September 26. They definitely upgrade your skills and prepare you for future employment by giving you more knowledge, said student Joseph Loyalty. The center was formed in 1984 as a nonprofit charitable organization and obtained funding from the provincial government. It opened a small office in Newmarket and hired its first staff member at the time. Tricia Patrick, executive director, said staff at the Literacy Council listened to their students to better understand the community while conversing with partner agencies, such as the Workforce Planning Board of York Region, to learn what employers are looking for in the labor market. When we first started, we helped people get these skills to live daily, but now it's so much more because people need employment to live, said Patrick. They want higher education to move on and be successful. Since then, it has obtained funding from various government and community funders. A staff of 5 instructors assists more than 300 adult students in York Region and Bradford West Gwillimbury each year from its location at 1100 Gorham Street. Programs are offered in a small classroom setting, with computer-assisted instruction to help students at their own pace. One-on-one tutoring is available, and a flexible class schedule meets students' needs. We have stayed relevant and current to what people need in our community, said Patrick. We started with textbooks, and now we're online learning and do Zoom classes. It's quite exciting to see how we changed over the years and enhanced programs. A reading, writing, and mathematics program assists students in gaining their Canadian Adult Education Credential, CAEC, formerly General Education Development, GED, applying for post-secondary education, or gaining skills for employment. We're making sure they are ready, said Patrick. We don't find them jobs, but we give them the skills that will open doors for them to find it. Plenty of phenomenal employment programs find people jobs, but we look at what jobs need and what the skills needed are. A computer training program helps students master basic computer skills by teaching them how to use commonly used software such as Microsoft Windows 10, Mac OS Basics, and Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, and PowerPoint. We have individuals coming to us for digital device training, said Patrick. They need to learn how to use iPhones, iPads, or tablets. We changed to meet the community's needs, we've changed with technology, and we've changed with credentials needed for employment. The Employment Soft Skills programs teach students a range of essential skills, including effective communication, working with a team, self-management, organizational skills, and analytical skills, all of which are crucial for success in the workplace. Workshops are also available. They include customer service training, financial literacy, social media, and well-being, work and well-being, and bookkeeping. I definitely recommend them for anyone looking to further their educational career or looking for better opportunities, said Loyalty. For more information about the council, or to apply for programs, visit https://www.skillsupgrading.ca/ or call 905-853-6279.